Organized labor says it will soon make its views known concerning the brouhaha that surrounds the sale of Merchant Bank to Forties, a private equity fund. A source told Radio Ghana that labor has already met over the issue and will meet again this week. There have been concerns about organized labor silence over the issue. SNIT, the majority shareholders in Merchant Bank, has approved the takeover. General Secretary of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen, has however expressed worry over the sale of Merchant Bank to Forties Equity Fund.
Oh, not that we are indifferent, but you see, this problem that it happened with the PYC, these tariff increases and all that, and it appeared that, you know, our front as workers was pivoting, we were divided, except that, you know, we raised objective issues which we think was in order. But all these things, when you talk about it, people think that you just want to, you know, betray a colleague or trying to do things that. But honestly, we are worried because the SNIT board is made up of representatives, including the TEC, for that matter. So sometimes it's very difficult to talk about some of these things when your representative has gone there to make a commitment. So if you are not well briefed, it is very difficult to talk about some of these things. So if it is true that the SNIT board gave the go ahead for the property to be sold out, why? We are already committed as workers and as individuals. I don't know how we're going to take it up, because somebody that you nominated to represent you has gone to make a commitment. So yes, you are a contributor. I don't know whether lawfully or legally any individual worker can take an action against it, because we have given the opportunity by law to serve on the SNIT board. And so if we go there and go and make, you know, a commitment to the fact that a decision is taken to, you know, sell out, that, I don't know what to say about. We are still consulting our members and see how we can intervene in this matter. SNIT is the majority shareholder. If that is true, then SNIT has made that commitment to sell the property, that is Merchant Bank. And once the board, which includes workers reps, taking that decision, so what can we do? What can we say about it? Because you send somebody to go and represent you and the person goes to go and commit you. If you can make noise, but I don't think that if we allow such, you know, behaviors to persist, I don't think that it will be good for, you know, governance, because why have you been given the opportunity to serve on a certain committee or board? You go there, is it just for the collective or the collection purposes? That's why you were there. You were there to speak out against or for certain things that you think must be done right. But if you go there and you concur with issues and then you come back later to, you know, find excuses, I think it's a very big problem. We are not happy about this sale of this Merchant Bank thing, but the way the TUC has committed us, or we need to look at it.